Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
There is a piece of paper that the FBI doesn't want you to see, doesn't want you to know about it. And there's a piece of paper that apparently they've been hiding from us for about 4 years. We're finally now going to get to see what is on that piece of paper. That's not true. Let me rephrase that. Two people in Congress are finally going to get to see what is on this piece of paper. We're finally going to get intel from them. One of them includes James Comer. From the credible source, who is the whistleblower, about a Biden scheme, a Joe Biden $5 million bribery scheme. And we're not even sure if they ever even investigated it. What we do know is this. The FBI possesses a document from an interview that the FBI conducted with the informant, which allegedly details an arrangement involving an exchange of money while he was the vice president, specifically for a policy decision or decisions between now President Joe Biden and a foreign national. Now, it has been leaked that it is not China. That's what we've been told. Obviously, that's a leak. Things could change. Now, prior to agreeing to provide the document, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer gave the FBI a deadline of May 30th to turn it over. Here's what James Comer had to say about that deadline coming and going, and not Christopher Wray, the FBI director, not handing over this document that we now only know about because of a whistleblower. Take a listen.
Well, today was the deadline. He was given 3 weeks to produce a document and go into detail on what exactly they did to investigate the validity of the document. But thus far, he won't even admit that they have the document, Sean. He's given us the runaround for 3 weeks. He's just stalling. He said there's good faith effort. They haven't produced anything. They haven't even admitted they have a document. So we don't have confidence in Director Wray. We're already in the process of drafting legislation to hold an oversight committee markup next week to hold FBI Director Wray in contempt of Congress.
All right, let me ask you, though, most people don't know what a 1023 form is, but my understanding of it is a witness that you, both you and Senator Grassley, describe as a credible witness that makes a very specific allegation that certain actions were taken by then Vice President Biden in exchange for money going to his family. Okay, and that credible witness has brought that to you, and you want to see the document. Now, if that's uncorroborated by the FBI, that would be something probably that would be seen in private, I would guess. Number two, I want to know if when the FBI had this document, knew about this, and what they did to investigate this.
They've had the document for 4 years. We don't know if they've even investigated it. That's my fear, that they never did anything. Which you look at what's happened with the IRS, what the IRS whistleblowers claim, is they were told to stand down. There's a pattern within our federal government of when looking at any type of wrongdoing by the Biden family, that people in the government bureaucracy have told rank and file government employees to stand down.
So to be clear, what James Comer is saying is, hey, we're prepared to hold the FBI director, Christopher Wray, in contempt of Congress if he didn't turn over the document. Weeks and weeks of stonewalling this congressional subpoena. It's a real congressional subpoena. The FBI director, Wray, finally agreed to allow members of Congress to view the unclassified document. You're going to view it. We're not going to give it to you, but we're going to let you view it. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and Senator Chuck Grassley were approached, just so you know how we got to where we are today, by a whistleblower alleging that the FBI was in possession of a document, an FD-1023 form, dated June 30th of 2020. By the way, at this time when this document was given to the FBI, think about who was the president of the United States of America then. It was Donald J. Trump. This form explicitly details information provided by a confidential human source alleging that President Joe Biden, then the vice president while serving under Barack Obama, was involved in a clear $5 million criminal bribery scheme with a foreign national in exchange for influence over policy decisions, over U.S. policy decisions. Now, let's also be clear here. This is not some Yahoo that has come forward with this information. This isn't somebody like the Steele dossier, right? That's total crap. It's important that you understand, and this is something that the media is not talking about. It's important that you understand that this FBI source who provided the information to the FBI was what they declared a pre-existing FBI source, who apparently had been used in multiple investigative matters separate from the Biden information. So this isn't some random guy that came forward that's got an axe to pick, right? An axe to grind, right? This is a guy, all right, this guy and or girl, it could be either, all right? We don't know the sex of the person. But this person clearly, okay, clearly had credibility 4 years ago with the FBI. That's the part you need to understand. They had used him with the FBI on several occasions. It is clear that they were doing this in a way that they knew the person was legitimate. So this comes back to the other big point. If you know it's legitimate and you do nothing with it, and maybe not even investigate it, are you actively covering up crimes of a former vice president? Now, there's also another aspect of this that you need to know. From what we understand, this document was never told or shown to the Trump administration. Traditionally, that's not how this would work. Traditionally, if you have a high-ranking government official who had been bribed, the president of the United States of America and or those around him would have been read in on this to let them know what's happening and what's going on. That did not happen. They hid it. They deliberately decided to bury this. Based on the intel that we have right now, I think it's pretty darn clear that that was the objective and that was the goal. It was to bury it at all costs. It was to shut it down at all costs. It was to make sure that this $5 million bribery scheme with a foreign national exchange for influence over policy decisions just did not become an issue, because they hated Donald Trump and they need to get rid of Donald Trump. And they needed to get rid of Donald Trump. And if they came out with this showing this type of corruption, I think we can all agree at that point it would have been a real problem. It would have been a significant issue for the administration. That's what you need to understand. Most Americans, by the way, have never heard of an FD 1023 form. This is something that, just so you know, doesn't happen a lot. That's another part of this reality that people need to understand. This is not something that traditionally happens. This is not something that is normal for this to be brought up in this capacity, in this way. we are seeing over and over again a president of the United States of America now that clearly was willing to sell American influence, sell out America so that millions of dollars would go into his pocket. Never before have we ever seen what we're seeing right now. Never have we seen this type of influence peddling happening and a deep state covering it up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about a great opportunity for IRA and 401k owners. You can get free gold. That's right, free gold, just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important to know what's going on in this crazy economy. Your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about the ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I use and trust Augusta Precious Metals. With no high-pressure sales tactics and thousands of five-star ratings, there's a reason Money Magazine says they're the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877, the number 4, GOLD-IRA. It's not just this whistleblower, to be clear. You got to look at the grand story. We saw a clear pattern of Biden traveling the world when he was the vice president. And then his family starting to get wire transfers from locations that they had traveled to that are then sent into shell companies. And those people they were doing business with, if you want to call it that, they were so shady that suspicious activity reports were popping at bank and bank transactions all over the country. We had over 100 suspicious activity reports that were filed on Biden bank accounts. That's not normal behavior. This is not normal. It actually took for us to even get a chance to see this document. Remember, they're not going to give it to us. They're just going to let two people see it. A threat against the FBI director of contempt of Congress for the FBI to even bring the document to the Capitol for inspection. That's not normal. This document, by the way, is not classified as a top secret document. So it's even more damning that they're not letting us see it. It's even more shocking that they're refusing to allow us to see it. It's even more damning of what they're trying to hide. Took a threat to the FBI director. Remember, Congress is in charge of their money. And they're like, we don't care. We're the deep state. We don't have to listen to any of you. We can take any of you down that we want to take down. We don't have to abide by the rules. We are the FBI. We are the deep state. We get to do whatever we want to do. That's what we get to do. We are in charge of all of it. We make the rules. We decide what happens. We are the ones that tell you when to stand up, sit down, and shut up in between. That's what we do. That is this administration, by the way. That's this deep state. That's this FBI director. The Biden family corruption has spread all the way through this administration into every branch of the government, apparently, that runs this administration. Think about that, too. I mean, really think about how deep and wide this Biden corruption is. If this many people are covering for the Biden crime family. The Biden family corruption not only spreads everywhere, but the Biden DOJ is clearly not only the most political, but the most partisan Department of Justice in history. The Justice Department announced, by the way, to put it in perspective, because immediately when I say something like that, you're like, all right, fine. Give me proof. Show me where. Tell me where this actually happens. Explain to me where, you know, give me proof. And I'm glad you asked. The Justice Department, just put it in perspective, announced civil litigation last Wednesday against 13 coal companies owned and operated by the son of a top political rival of Senator Joe Manchin. You think that's by coincidence? The complaint filed in the U.S. District Court, just to put it in perspective, for the Western District of Virginia, alleges that James C. Justice, son of the West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, and his companies committed more than 100 violations harmful to the environment. The complaint names as defendants the younger Justice and 13 local companies. The DOJ, this is civil, seeks payment of civil penalties and reclaiming fees for debt amounting to approximately $7.6 million. So let me get this straight. Joe Manchin's their guy. They don't want him to lose. So they go after the son of the sitting governor and say, yeah, we'll go after him civilly. This is another example of how the Biden DOJ is using its political power in an attempt to harm political rivals. While the Biden crime family continues to skirt around the law, we have suspicious activity reports. We now have whistleblowers. We have people saying that they witness crimes, that witness briberies, that watch briberies. I mean, all of this is there, folks. All of it. Every single bit of it is accurate. And what does the media do? They don't say anything about it. They just go totally silent. They go completely quiet. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to explain any of it. Look at Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan is now probing the FBI's role in Trump's special counsel investigation after the Durham report exposed the massive political violence there. I mean, the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan launched an actual probe to conduct oversight over special counsel Jack Smith's probe into former President Donald Trump and the handling of the papers at Mar-a-Lago. He sent a letter to the AG, Garland. Jordan requests information about the probe to ensure the investigation is not politicized by the FBI, which suffers from a lack of public trust after improperly involving itself in the 2016 Russia hoax. Quote, due to the FBI's documented political bias, the Justice Department must ensure any ongoing investigations are not positioned. Let me rephrase that. Not poisoned by this same politicalization, Jordan said to Garland, in reference to special counsel John Durham's report on Crossfire Hurricane. Durham's report confirmed what we all knew. The Russian hoax narrative was a lie from the very beginning. The FBI knew it, and the FBI was willing to launch a politically motivated attack against the president to get him out of office because he was challenging them. They used the weak pretext to, quote, swiftly initiate a probe into him while dismissing intelligence that Hillary Clinton's campaign actually plotted to perpetrate the false narrative of Russian collusion to distract from her mismanagement of her private email server and classified documents. Jordan said this, public trust in the FBI is low. Recent examples of political bias in the FBI and the DOJ operations show that so-called corrective measures the FBI instituted after Crossfire Hurricane have done nothing to address, let alone cure, the institutional rot that pervades the FBI. Institutional rot. He is calling it institutional rot. I think we all should be very clear about this. So let's go back to this informant for a moment that has come forward, this whistleblower who has come forward. The informant alleging a Joe Biden bribery scheme is a highly credible FBI source from the Obama era. That's not my word. I want to be clear about this. That's not my decision to call him highly credible. That's how the government has him classified. This informant clearly saying there was a $5 million bribery scheme involving Joe Biden I'm a highly credible FBI source with a history dating back to the Obama administration era. The FBI possesses a document from an interview with the FBI that the FBI conducted with the informant, which allegedly details an arrangement involving exchange of money for policies decisions between now President Joe Biden and a foreign national. Now you know why the FBI director, Ray, didn't want to give the members of Congress the ability to view the unclassified document, but now he's been forced to do it. We should be able to trust this government. Clearly, we're not able to trust this government. We should be able to trust this government. We should be able to say that we believe our government is good, that our government is on our side, that our government is not politicized. You cannot say that based on all that we've seen over the last year. It is institutional rot. Jim Jordan is right the way he said it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
So let's go back to the second part of that conversation James Comer was having with Sean Hannity on Fox News, and listen to what he has to say about, he was saying, hey, I will hold the FBI director in contempt. And the FBI director flinched first, thank goodness, because that's what's good for this country. Listen.
Or to give them the file and don't worry about it. That's basically what Director Ray has told me. I have demonstrated a pattern of Joe Biden traveling all over the world, and weeks after he leaves the country, his family starts mysteriously getting wires from that foreign country into shell companies that then are wired back to the individual family bank account.
Let me ask you
this. That's not normal behavior.
What would the contempt of the FBI director look like? All right, you've now given him two opportunities. You have a phone call with him. They're saying they're cooperating, but they're not going to give you the document. Of course, your committee and Congress has not only a right, but a duty in terms of oversight. What would a subpoena look like in your view? Contempt ultimately of Congress look like?
Well, we're still drafting, but it's going to look very similar to what the Democrats did with Steve Bannon. I mean, that was a perfect example of a congressional committee holding someone in contempt of Congress. But for Director Ray to issue a statement,
well, it didn't matter for Lois Lerner, if my memory serves me, it didn't matter for Eric Holder and others that were held in contempt. You know, it seems like those rules only apply to conservatives.
He's right, by the way. It only seems they hold true to conservatives. So moving forward now, what does this mean for the Bidens? If there is a $5 million bribery scheme, and that bribery scheme can be shown clearly that it happened, that this was something that was obvious, that the FBI director was, and those at the DOJ were covering for a man that was bribing people, I think at that point, you're going to have hearings on Capitol Hill. I don't think there's anything here that doesn't scream that. And as much as, you know, the former FBI director, James Comey, said on TV last week, right? He said that, you know, we did nothing wrong, right? We did everything right. He was asked about not turning over these documents. And listen to what James Comey says. And this guy's a psycho.
To the book in a moment, it's thrilling. Keeps you on the edge of your seat. But I have to ask you first to respond to what we just heard from Kevin McCarthy and what the oversight chair, James Comer, and I should note, Chuck Grassley, Senator Chuck Grassley, will do in terms of holding Director Wray in contempt. Should he be turning over this internal document?
I don't know enough about the particular document to say, but
it's the document, you know what it is. It's got many numbers in it, but it essentially outlines what a undisclosed witness or whistleblower told officials. And this would concern the Biden family, these accusations that have not been presented with evidence, but from the Oversight Committee, the accusations they've made.
Director Wray is a person of principle, and so I'm sure he's trying to ascertain what's the right thing to do, consistent with Department of Justice policy and tradition. And these are the kind of the kerfuffles that blow up every so often in D.C. Now it's ensnared the FBI. It'll pass.
It'll pass. There it is. In other words, we'll still run the world. We'll still win the day. We'll still spy on Americans. We'll still frame people for crimes they didn't commit. We'll still go try coup attempts against sitting presidents of the United States of America, because that's what they did. That's what they did with the coup attempts, right? Right. These are the coup attempts. They attempted a coup here. That's what they did. The FBI knew that the Steele dossier was a lie. They even gave him $1 million if he could corroborate it. Couldn't do it. They knew that they were using information to impeach a sitting president that was based on lies. They had the proof of it. What does James Comey say? Former FBI Director James Comey gives the Democrats the wet dream they've all been wanting. He said, well, you know, I wouldn't take much stop in what Donald Trump has been saying. He could be wearing an ankle bracelet while accepting the nomination at the Republican convention. Not a joke.
Can you envision a scenario where Trump manages to win back the White House and justice is delayed?
I could. I don't want to, but I could. I mean, it's this crazy world that Donald Trump has dragged this country into, but he could be wearing an ankle bracelet while accepting the nomination at the Republican convention.
And could be wearing an ankle bracelet and be elected in November.
Yeah, we could have, it would be rejected if you put it in a script for a show, but you could have a president who is potentially incarcerated when he's elected president. So that would be weird and awkward. And it seems even crazy to be coming out of my mouth, but that's the situation we face.
You think that guy was unbiased when he was the FBI director, if this is how he's now talking with his new book out? That's your former FBI director saying, and wanting to paint a picture, envisioning Donald Trump in an ankle bracelet or in prison when he's elected. Now, why would a former FBI director say something like that? Because he wants you to envision the possibility of their wet dream. And this is their dream. Remember, since the very beginning, they wanted to lock him up. They were convinced that Donald Trump had broken laws. They were willing to ruin people's lives to try to get them to then tell them what laws Donald Trump had broken. They went after his companies. They went after his former finance chair. They went after General Flynn. They went after anyone they thought they could break their back and say, okay, we're going to nail you for something, right? We're going to nail you for something. But if you give us something on Donald Trump, we'll make it all go away. It's pretty brilliant, right? Pretty smart move, if you ask me. It's a move that, you know, when you think about it from that perspective, there's a lot of people and the FBI comes knocking on your door, raiding your house. People that were around him, Mike Manafort, Roger Stone, and others that are around this president. They're like, yeah, one of them will flip. One of them will give us the goods. One of them will give us something. Surely they'll give us something. Surely they'll break and they'll crack and they'll finally just give in and go, okay, fine. They'll do it, right? Won't they? Won't they do that? Surely they will. When Jim Jordan said it is institutional rot at the DOJ and the FBI. He was right. When you hear an FBI director writing a new book, I mean, if this is what he's saying now, and I'm glad that, by the way, that he wrote this new book, because it allows for everyone to see exactly who he was when he was the FBI director. You don't have to take my word for the bias. Just read his damn book. Listen to the vitriol when he's doing these interviews. Listen to how much he genuinely hates Donald Trump and genuinely wants him to go to prison. He is fantasizing, and that's the only way I know how to describe it, over Donald Trump wearing an ankle bracelet or becoming president while in jail. You think that guy was not cooking the books and tipping the scale to go after him? Remember, James Comey knew that he knew the Steele dossier was not true, and he knew it couldn't be corroborated, and he knew that it was a lie, and he knew that Hillary Clinton paid for it, and he knew that the Democratic National Committee paid for it. He knew it was created out of thin air. He knew all of that. He knew every bit of it. And he still let them use it, and he still allowed them to weaponize it to get rid of a president of the United States of America because he hated him. And he said, okay, you may have won this thing, but we're gonna from within destroy you. We from within are going to shut you down. We from within are going to make it hurt. We're going to rock your world, and we're going to lock people up around you. We're going to come after your kids. We're going to come after your associates. We're going to come after your best friends. We're going to come after anybody that is helping you. Anyone that is helping you in your administration. They are all fair game. Every bit of the audio I played will be in the podcast, so make sure you grab it wherever you get your podcast. Download the Ben Ferguson podcast.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.